good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. I want to discuss with you this afternoon two arrests that have been made within the last 24 hours. We have gathered here to talk about two significant arrests. The cases and the suspects are not related. One is a rapist and one is a murderer, we allege. As far as we know, they did not know each other. Two separate cases. As of today, I want to report on the arrest in the murder of the homeless man, John Robert McGraham. At about 11:45 this morning in Riverside County, that's in the city of Rancho Mirage, detectives from Robbery Homicide Division made an arrest of Benjamin Matthew Martin. He's a male Hispanic, 30 years of age. He is being transported back from Rancho Mirage by the lead investigators, Mike Whalen and Greg Garcia. We anticipate that they'll be back shortly in the back of the building here for booking at Parker Center for 187 PC murder. The murder, as you may recall, generated significant media attention both because of the brutal nature of the attack and because the attack occurred without any apparent provocation. The victim was totally helpless. As a chronic homeless person, John Robert McGraham lived not just on any one street, but instead he lived for many years in the 3500 block of 3rd Street in the Rampart area. Call him a transient homeless, but these tended to dehumanize him. He was, in fact, a human being. He lived in a specific area, and he did not go far from that area. He was known to many in that area who worked with him to try and help him. His family knew where to find him, and area residents and business people knew and liked him. On October 9, 2008, at around 9:45 p.m., as Mr. McGraham occupied his space in the 3500 block of West 3rd Street, a suspect approached him and doused him with an accelerant, we believe gasoline. The suspect then intentionally set the victim on fire and ran from the scene, leaving a red plastic gasoline container behind. Mr. McGraham was taken to Los Angeles County Medical Center, where he died from his injuries. Officially, he was listed initially as John Doe, but very quickly we learned that he had a family, an area of residence, and a name, and many of you in the media wrote many stories about him and about his funeral. We made a public plea to the public. We gave a description. There was no known motive for the killing at that time, and to this day, that motive remains unclear. It's too early in the investigation to determine what the motive might have been. The family appeared at press conferences with us, and we thank them. They're the ones who provided the pictures. They depict a very sad situation. But the reason we showed them was to demonstrate there was no way this man presented a threat to anyone. Thank you and the news media for helping us with this investigation and publicizing it so prominently. A second arrest. This involves a series of rapes in our Skid Row area, taxi cab rapist series arrests, incidents. A 40-year-old taxi driver who allegedly sexually assaulted at least five women in the taxi was arrested early this morning, and detectives are seeking additional victims and anyone with information we are asking to come forward. The lead investigators in that case are here with me, and they are Lieutenant Felicia Hall and Detective Sharon Johnson. Eric Clay, 37 years of age, a resident of Hollywood, has been booked for a series of sexual assaults, and he is being held currently here in Parker Center Jail. His bail has been set at $300,000. The incidents occurred between August 22nd and December 22nd, 2008. In each incident, the lone customer accepted a cab ride and was picked up in the area of South Central Avenue, Main Street, and East 6th and 8th Streets. The cab driver, Eric Clay, we allege, would drive the unsuspecting victims away from the pickup point. The suspect would then stop the cab and, under the threat of a beating, sexually assault the victim. Afterward, the suspect would abandon the victim in the scene and drive from the scene. On January 21, 2009, at approximately 10:30 p.m., officers assigned to our central area, two uniformed officers, and I have one of those officers with me today, one of the arresting officers, Dan Hara, the officer in uniform, they were stopped by a female, and she pointed out to them an individual who she believed fit the composite description of a notice that we had put out over the last several days. The person directed the officers to the taxi cab driver, who closely resembled the composite drawing. A community alert, as I had indicated, had been put out with the composite and had been distributed in the area just days before. We want to thank that witness for coming forward and helping greatly in this investigation. The coordination between a community who had been informed and a police department was willing to respond. The officers located the taxi cab and detained the driver without incident. Detectives from Aubrey Homicide responded, and that, as I've indicated, the arrest was made and we are moving forward. Yesterday we announced the arrest in the so-called Hillside series burglaries. Today the arrest in the rape series in the central area, and also the arrest in the terrible murder of the homeless man. I want to thank the men and women of this department who worked so hard on this. Good, hard detective work, assisted significantly by DNA evidence, as well as in the case of the serial rapist, a citizen coming forward and pointing out an individual who she thought looked like the composite that we had shared. You may recall also that the death of the homeless man had been broadcast widely on America's Most Wanted, as well as on many of your TV stations, and as always, we want to thank you for that extra attention to this particular case. With that, before opening it up to you for questions, I'd like to ask Tom LaBlanche, City Council member from the area in which the homeless man was murdered, who offered up a reward to come forward for a few comments, and then we'll open it up for our questions, and we can make the lead investigators available to you also for comments on the investigations that they were involved in. Tom?
Thank you. Chief Bratton, I want to thank you. I want to really thank the detectives, also the officers, everyone. Success is a very important asset to have in a city. We have success with the LAPD, as mentioned yesterday, with those property crimes, but with these horrific crimes with the taxi, and then the death of John McGram, who was born in Highland Park, went to Franklin High School. I went to Marshall. He worked at the Ambassador Hotel. He was a doorman. He had some tough times in his life and fell out of the way. He fell out of the way, but he found a spot on 3rd Street, and he lived there. And we all pass him. We pass him all the time. I talked to firefighters who used to go on the call just to help John because he was a big man. When he did die of this horrific crime, it upset the whole community, if not members of the United States as well. It was a national crime, and America's Most Wanted came out. The media is an important part of the information avenue, and it got out there. So I'm very proud of the detectives who are right now bringing the man back from justice. John was a guy who we walked by. He was a guy, and if you go by there right now on 3rd Street, you'll see his memorial still there. His family tried real hard. It's not about homelessness as much as it's about mental illness and the challenges that John had and the hundreds of others we must reach again to help prevent such a tragedy that occurred for this man that his life was ended. Chief, I really want to thank the detectives, and I told Chief Beck I want to personally thank Robbery Homicide Division and those individual officers who worked hard, because I would particularly call every so often, and they would give me updates. And that's very important to know that we care, that there's a voice. And his family, I know Chief Bratton is very appreciative of the hard work of the LAPD. Thank you, Chief.
I also have here Estella Lopez, who represents the Business Improvement District in which the serial rapes occurred. I'd ask Estella to come up for just a moment, please. Estella. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Chief Bratton, very much. We on Skid Row see on a daily basis the inhumanity that is still there on our sidewalks. People don't live on the sidewalks of Skid Row. They die on the sidewalks of Skid Row. But thanks to the Los Angeles Police Department, we have seen a dramatic drop in crime on Skid Row, crime against both the sheltered as well as the unsheltered. We have turned an important corner, but the job is not yet done. And so thanks so much to the officers who arrested this predator last night. And thank you, Chief Bratton, for your commitment to making Skid Row a safer place for all. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. As I pointed out, the composite sketch that we're working with that had been distributed in Skid Row is the one immediately to my left, your right. And we are asking anybody who might have information about these series of crimes. We believe that there may have been more of these. As you know, rape is one of our most underreported crimes. The fact that we had 5 reported, it would be our belief that there are more. And if there are victims or potential witnesses who might help us with that, we'd ask they come forward.